This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 27th, 2026.
Ripple took an undisclosed stake in Flutterwave Series E at a valuation of $3.2 to $3.3 billion. The real significance isn't the valuation, but that RLUSD is now settling inside Africa's largest payment network. That's a big deal for cross-border payments, and it's exactly what our read at Tech Cocoon has been saying. The value in African fintech is in the settlement layer, not the interface layer.
That's a critical point. With this deal, Flutterwave is essentially saying it's willing to let someone else handle the complex part of the payment process. The question is, what does Ripple get out of this? Is it just a stake in a promising company, or does it get access to more payment corridors? Our standing question at Tech Cocoon is, who actually bears FX risk in each cross-border corridor, and at what cost of capital?
And it's also worth noting that this deal is about the rails, not the app. Consumer apps are cheap to launch and brutal to defend, but integration depth is expensive to build and nearly impossible to displace. For builders and operators, the key takeaway is to focus on building that integration depth rather than just launching another app.
Local investors are now providing close to half of African startup funding, with the total near $900 million for the year. That's a structural win, but also a fragility worth naming. What happens when local investors start to pull back? Will foreign investors fill the gap, or will African startups be left high and dry?
That's a great question. And it's worth noting that our read at Tech Cocoon is that local capital formation is the metric that matters for the next decade. Pension funds, local asset managers, and domestic corporates entering startup cap tables changes who decides what gets built. For investors, the key takeaway is to watch local capital formation and see how it's going to shape the ecosystem.
Pascador deployed over $5 million across 7 Nigerian startups. The headline is encouraging, but the questions that matter are how much is actually deployed and how concentrated. Is this a sign of a healthy ecosystem, or just a few big players getting all the attention?
And it's also worth noting that our standing question at Tech Cocoon is, which African pension regulators move first to unlock meaningful domestic LP capital? And what changes when they do? For policymakers, the key takeaway is to focus on unlocking that domestic LP capital, rather than just relying on foreign investors.
Closet Club raised an undisclosed seed for its clothing, resale, and rental marketplace. The sustainability story is real, but the hard part is trust, logistics, and take rate. How do you build trust with customers when you're dealing with secondhand goods?
That's a great question. And it's worth noting that the unit economic is key here. For builders and operators, the key takeaway is to focus on building that trust and getting the unit economics right, rather than just focusing on growth.
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayiza.